Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, the 26th of October, 2021. I am Lynn Sturm, and on behalf of the Knowledge Bank, I have been given the privilege of interviewing Kelvin Granger of Hastings, Wairoa-born ex-teacher. Over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. I was born on the 17th of November, 1939, in Wairoa, and it was a wonderful town back in those days. My mother's full name was Jessie Lambert, and she was born in 1905, and I'm not sure of the date of her birthday. She was born in Wairoa. My father's full name was Reginald Charles Granger. He was born in March 1908 at Kerataki, or Maharahara, near Dannyberg, the foothill of the Ruahinis. My grandparents were the Grangers from England, from the northeast, from the county of Durham and the city of Brough. My great-grandfather emigrated to New Zealand and settled in Dannyberg in that area, and later moved to Napier, where he was an engineer for the Harbour Board. His wife had three maidservants in her huge house in England. She came to live in Dannyberg, or in that area, in a mud hut with a dirt floor. I have eight siblings, four brothers and four sisters, and we're all still living. Their ages range from 71 to 87. My brother will be 87 in November.
And whereabouts do you come in line?
Number three. I have three brothers in Queensland, a sister in Christchurch, two sisters in Auckland, and a sister in Waipukurau. My father worked in the telephone exchange after leaving school, and he started off in Otani, and then he moved up to Wairoa, where he met my mother at a church function, I think it was. And in the early 1940s, we moved up to Waikaremoana and lived there for two or three years, where my father worked on one of the powerhouses, Piripawa, the middle powerhouse. And then moved back to Wairoa, and he became an accountant. He was a very clever man who could turn his hand to anything. He milked cows, made hay, had bees, fixed cars, did the plumbing, did everything. Very clever man, very domesticated. My grandparents, my mother's father was Thomas Lambert, and he was the son of William Lambert, who was the first Church of England minister in Wairoa. And they emigrated from Dublin. They had both attended Trinity College, a university in Dublin. And then my great-grandfather decided to emigrate, and that disrupted my grandfather's education. He was working to become a doctor, a physician, and when he moved to Wairoa, he became a journalist and a chemist and an author. And he was editor of the Wairoa Star, which in those days was called the Guardian, and it's just celebrated a 100-year anniversary. That newspaper. My mother was one of seven, and there were six girls and one boy. The little boy died just after birth. One of my mother's sisters was caught in the Waiheni disaster. She was in the water for 3 hours. Her name was Ruby Doig, and her husband died in the Waiheni disaster. She survived and lived for another 4 or 5 years. My father was one of four boys, and his father died at Pereri Beach, or Blackhead Beach, after a Sunday school picnic. They'd been haymaking during the day, and it was very hot, so they took to the sea, and he died, I think, of a heart attack after coming out of the water at a fairly young age. His name was Arthur Granger. Yes, as I was saying, Wairoa was a wonderful town to grow up in. And we lived near the beautiful Wairoa River, and we spent many hours making hydro stations and dams along the riverbank, and underground huts, flying foxes in the trees, We spent many hours in the lovely river and even swam across in the widest part. It all was accompanied by a boat.
So what was the Maori population in Wairoa then?
It was probably only about 20%. Many of our friends were wonderful Maori families, the Shaw families, to name one. The highlights of the year were the AMP show, the carnival, which was held on the Marine Parade, just where the swimming complex is now. And in 1956, one of the highlights of my time in Wairoa was the New Zealand Rowing Champs on the Wairoa River, where 1,000 rowers came to town. That was before the days of Karapiro and Lake Dunstan, and that was a wonderful day. In 1945, I started school at Wairoa Primary and absolutely loved my school years and had many wonderful teachers. We lived in the old family home that my grandfather had built, and it was warm and comfortable, and for 9 of us, we all seemed to fit in somehow or other.
And is it still there?
It's still there, still standing today.
Can I ask where?
In Grey Street, down near the river.
What number?
Number 6 now. And next door to us was my grandfather's sister, Letitia. We called her Auntie Dighton. I don't know why, but that's who she was. And her husband was also editor of the Wairoa newspaper for quite a long time. She was a wonderful neighbour. And we had other neighbours fairly close to us, over the road, and just up the road there were the Hagans. Over the road were the Delatours, well-known farming families. And further up the road were the Daniels, just to name a few of our neighbours. And so I spent those years at Wairoa Primary, had some wonderful teachers like Eric Foster, Norma Gasson, Edie Crow. Then in 1953, I started at Wairoa College and spent 5 wonderful years there. I was head boy in 1958 and had many privileges being in that position. I was able to choose the songs or the hymns that we had to sing at assembly. And I've always had a great love of music and singing, and I still sing in a choir today called the Coralias. And I've got a photo here to show you of that. And so I finished my schooling in Wairoa in 1958 and went to Christchurch Teachers College, and there I was in the Festival Male Voice Choir, and I spent 2 wonderful years in Christchurch.
Was that the closest training college to?
In that year, in 1959, they were sending some from Hawke's Bay to other colleges because they couldn't fill their quotas. So I think there were 50 of us from Hawke's Bay at Christchurch Teachers College, including Joyce Rosenberg from Wairoa and Philip Berry from Napier, 2 that I remember. I was the black sheep of the family. All my brothers were wonderful tradesmen. My eldest brother, Brian, was an electrician, and he was chief electrician at Swift Bridging Works. My 3 other brothers, one was an engineer in Hamilton. He had his own business. That was Paul Granger. Another brother was a cabinet maker. That was Geoffrey. And he worked for the Mayhees in Wairoa before he moved to Australia. And the 3rd brother, Terry, he was a joiner. He worked for Headley's in Wairoa. So I was the black sheep of the family.
They could have built a house, couldn't they?
They could have. And one of my sisters was a teacher, Joyce, in Auckland. She attended Ardmore Teachers College. And my other 2 sisters were nurses, Judith and Janet. Gillian was the 4th sister, and she lives in Auckland. I served my PA year, my first year of teaching, at Opatama School. That was a wonderful experience. Just down the road was a 5 teacher school, and I was able to come home to Wairoa to a roast dinner on the weekends after cooking for myself all week. Yeah, lovely little batch that was on the school playground. Then I moved to Gisborne for my 2nd year, and I was at Elgin School for 3 years. That was a good experience too. And I remember the death or the assassination of John Kennedy. I was mowing my landlady's lawns on a Saturday morning when she came out and told me that John Kennedy had been assassinated. From Gisborne, I moved back to Hawke's Bay and took up a position at Rarika, no, Fern Hill first. And we lived in Napier and Mardi Road in a lovely flat just near the shops there at Onikawa. And we commuted to Fern Hill each day. My wife, Esther, worked in a drapery at Marainui, and it was a great time. By the way, we were married in 1966, and that was a lovely winter's day in August, a beautiful, clear, frosty morning, but a beautiful day. Esther is from Sydney, from the suburb of Ryde. We have two daughters, one living in Australia, in Queensland, and a daughter here in Hastings. She teaches at Karamu High School. Anyhow, my teaching career continued, and I went from Fernhill to Rarika, and I was at Rarika School for 4 years. And then we decided to move into the country, and we had a wonderful 2.5 years at Pukatitiri, up in the snow. The snow fell twice during our time there, and it was on the school playground for a whole week. And so we built snowmen and had a wonderful time having snow fights with the pupils. While we were there, the Pukatitiri Hotel burnt down, and that was quite a sight, wasn't it, Esther? I was away at Waikare Moana at the school camp, so my wife called in the assistant teacher, Mary, to stay the next few nights with her. So from Pukatitiri, after learning to play golf and badminton up there, we moved back to town. We'd built a house in Sunnybank Crescent in Hastings, and I took up a position at Tiawa School in Napier. I was head of the infant department there and spent 4 very good years there, and then moved to Anderson Park and Havelock, and then when that school closed I moved to Tamata, and I finished my schooling there. I was there for 15 years at Tamata. An absolutely wonderful school. It's very high standards, but heaps of fun. It was a lovely school. After my retirement in 1960, I spent 7 years relieving at the Hastings Christian School, and that was really nice. A nice way to finish my teaching. My hobbies are gardening, singing, and sports. And I think I gained my love of gardening from my grandfather, Thomas Lambert, because I spent about 2 or 3 years before I went to school helping him in the garden. And I still remember Thomas with his long grey beard and his top hat. It was a long time ago. And so I developed a love of gardening, and I still enjoy that so much today. I've always enjoyed music and singing. Our two daughters learnt instruments. Linda learnt the cello and Katrina the violin and the cello. Both learnt the piano and did very well. My father was very musical. He played the violin. My oldest brother Brian plays the piano and the violin and the piano accordion. And he still plays in the Presbyterian Church in Wairau at 86 years of age. My father was a very good bass singer, and my brother Brian a very good tenor. And I sing baritone or bass. And I've sung in choirs for many years, and during my time of teaching I took many school choirs and conducted them. We have a great, what's the word I'm looking for? Christian faith. My great heritage, that's the word I'm looking for. A great heritage of Christian faith.
Especially today.
Yes. I've mentioned the Reverend William Lambert. My father's family, who came from England, were also Christians. And so it's been passed down to us. And at Riverbend Bible Church, which is a big church just out of Hastings, we enjoy the fellowship of many friends. And I've mentioned gardening, singing and sports. Well, I love cricket, and I used to coach cricket at Tamata. And I played indoor cricket, and I love rugby and golf.
What's your handicap with golf?
My wife. I'm a hacker, but I really enjoy it. I used to play a lot with my brother when he lived in Taradale, but he found Taradale a bit too cold in the winter, and he moved back to Australia, back to Queensland. And I've played with quite a few other people too.
Did you ever have the fortune or misfortune to get a hole in one?
I think I did. Once, yes. In the little golf course out of Hastings, Golfland.
Well done.
It was on a par three, of course. My grandfather, whom I mentioned, was a nurseryman, planted many trees in the district, some on the road to Waikaremoana, and the mulberry trees that are to be found on the highway just north of Wairoa at Tuhara. And some of those mulberry trees are still standing today after all these years. My wife and I have enjoyed many family reunions. And about 28 years ago, we had a wonderful Granger reunion in Katikati. We used one of the kiwi fruit packing sheds for it. And there would have been well over 100 then. Grangers from all over New Zealand, quite a few from the Nelson area. And one lady, Janet Granger, was the wife of the Chief Justice of New Zealand. And she did the Bible reading at the Sunday service. And it was really wonderful to meet her, Lady Janet Weil. And we met lots and lots of cousins that we hadn't ever met or even heard of.
So has somebody actually done the family tree?
Yes, I've got the whole family tree.
How many names?
Heaps. I'll show it to you afterwards. And then 9 years ago, we had a wonderful grandeur, just my family reunion.
In 2012.
2012. We had that in Hastings here. Both my parents had passed on before then. My brothers came from Australia because we said we wouldn't have it unless they could come. And so all nine of us were there.
Wow.
And it was a wonderful time. And we have photos and newspaper articles showing it. And then in Australia we had wonderful family reunions with Esther's family. Really big ones, and they were marvellous too, where all of my wife's family came together. And so they've been highlights of our lives.
I can appreciate that.
One of the highlights of our married life was our visit to Britain and Europe. We spent 41 days touring and visited wonderful places like Henry VIII's palace, Hampton Court, and went all the way up to Scotland, to St Andrews. We walked on the Roman walls in York and Durham and had a lovely time in Europe in seven countries there. Two nights in Rome, two nights in Paris, two nights in Switzerland. We went to Austria and Germany.
Did you go to Liechtenstein?
Yes. We collected our passports there, and luckily we got them back again. I'm just thinking of the city in Switzerland, Lucerne.
Did you go up Mount Titlis?
We did. We went up to the clouds in the gondolas and then on the railway. We enjoyed our trip down the Rhine River. Our voyage down to the Rhine Fall.
Were you on an organised tour?
Yes. It was a Trafalgar tour. And so we had experts showing us highlights.
So you'd recommend it?
Absolutely. We went down as far as Naples and saw the ruins of the city, the one that was overcome by Vesuvius, and the beautiful Tower of Pisa, the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Florence
and Venice. They were highlights.
Did you like Venice?
Yes. We had a week in London and that was wonderful. The weather was good. We went to Stratford-on-Avon and had lunch by the river there, Shakespeare's birthplace. Then went over to Ireland, of course, to Dublin, Southern Ireland, around the Ring of Kerry, and to Galway Bay, where my grandfather was born. Because our daughter lives in Australia, and because my wife comes from Australia, we've had many, many trips to Australia. I've been there about 25 times, I think.
You're part Australian now.
Our daughter was a flight attendant for 7 years, so that was a help. We got cut price, well I did, cut price fares. I think I've just about said enough. Normally we would have gone to Australia within the last year, but because of the COVID virus, we haven't been able to. And over there we have a precious little great-grandson. And we've never seen a child grow so quickly. And he was crawling at 6 months, walking before he was one. Now he's running all over the place at 13 months and driving his own car. But the COVID story is very sad, and I did watch a documentary on Facebook from Wuhan, and it showed the scientists working there and showed how easily that virus could have escaped from the experiments that they were doing in that lab, in that city. And so we know today that it is causing terrible problems in our land and throughout the world. And it has upset social life, business life, sporting life, family life, and divided families, divided churches, divided people all over the world. And so the only way to stop it is by vaccinating. And we trust that many people will do that, will take the vaccination and stop the spread of this terrible virus. I mentioned I've always been plane crazy, and I just absolutely love aircraft. And I remember Wairoa having a big air pageant. Big planes came in there. There's a nice little aerodrome there, sealed runway and night lights. One of my best experiences was flying in the cockpit of a 767 passenger jet all the way from Auckland to Brisbane. My daughter was working as a flight attendant, and her mother stayed in the passenger area to watch her working. Well, I went and enjoyed myself with the pilots. But that was a great occasion. Another time was at the motor school. I was on duty, or they put me on duty at lunchtime, and this helicopter came circling around the school. Eventually it landed on the school playground, and who should step out of it but my wife and my daughter. It was my 60th birthday, and so they'd arranged
a lovely surprise
helicopter ride for me. Earlier, about 20 years before that, I'd had a heart attack, and I nearly had another one when they stepped out of that helicopter. But I enjoyed that flight very much. But what a surprise. My wife had arrived home from Australia about 4 days early, and I hadn't done the dusting. And the other enjoyable experience was taking over the controls of my cousin Trevor Doig's plane. I did that on two occasions and absolutely loved it, every minute of it. And so I'm plane crazy. Well, I am not only plane crazy, but I'm also bionic, and so is my wife. She's had both hips replaced. But 24 years ago, I had a triple bypass and a titanium aortic valve fitted. And that has worked extremely well with the help of warfarin for the past 24 years.
It's amazing, isn't it? Science and medicine.
Absolutely. Is there anything else I should need?
Well, Kelvin, I'd like to thank you very much for sharing your life with us. And we wish you all the very, very best for the future.
Thank you, Lynn. I've enjoyed every minute of it, even though it's been difficult to think of all the wonderful experiences that I've had during 81 years.